Many years ago in Texas, a handful of Texas Rangers kept the peace over a sprawling land. There was even a formula to handle unrest. If you have one riot, you need one ranger. That was the legend anyway. Texas takes a different approach today. The Lone Star State has more than 73,000 sworn peace officers, roughly one for every 330 people. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Among the many entities in Texas that have their own peace officers is the State Board of Dental Examiners, which begs the question.
Have they ever had to say, stop, put your hands up, dental police?
No, not like you would think or see in the movies. Typically what we do is investigate white-collar crimes.
Like practicing dentistry without a license, says Lisa Jones. She's the enforcement chief who oversees a force of seven officers at the Dental Examiners Board. It turns out Texas is just full of small, specialized police forces. The state insurance department has one, as do the lottery and racing commissions, the pharmacy board, and a handful of water districts. Others have tried but failed.
Why did the Texas Board of Foot Doctors want its own police department?
Hemant Macon is director of the Texas State Board of Podiatric Examiners.
That's a good question. To me, what police means are men and women in uniforms with guns who could attend to any 911 call. We didn't ask to be police. We had asked for a law enforcement standing, which gives us the ability to investigate crimes such as healthcare fraud.
But the legislature's House Committee on Law Enforcement drew the line there.
So why did you all decide that the Board of Foot Doctors did not need police powers?
I think you probably said it pretty much just in your question. Why did the foot doctors need a police agency?
Joe Driver is the state representative who was chairman of the committee at the time. As it turned out, the podiatry board has withdrawn its request for its own cops as state and federal authorities have beefed up investigations of health care or foot care fraud. The proliferation of boutique police agencies has raised the concern of the Texas Municipal Police Association. Their lobbyist, Tom Gaylor, worries that specialized police forces aren't ready for prime time.
What kind of resources does that agency have? Where are they going to take the person that's been arrested? What type of backup availability is there? One of the biggest concerns we have is what type of communication exists between that agency and the other agencies nearby.
And what are their use of force guidelines? On August 16th of this year, three peace officers with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, which is charged with enforcing the state's alcohol laws, approached a suspect who was being pursued by the Austin police. The agents claim the suspect tried to run over them, they shot him, and he later died. The incident is being investigated by the Texas Rangers. Tom Gaylor says with more and more peace officers out there, he doesn't want the public to get confused. The Police Association will be working with the legislature in the next session to define a peace officer.
We want it to be a cop is a cop is a cop. And if you see a cop, you understand what you're getting.
Meanwhile, the fastest growing category of new police forces is public school districts. 163 school districts in Texas have their own police departments, and more than a quarter of them have just one officer. Blooming Grove Independent School District is located in this quiet farming and bedroom community an hour south of Dallas.
My name is Gary Patterson, and I'm the police chief or the sole police officer of the Blooming Grove ISD Police Force, and you wear a lot of hats when you're just the only person.
Patterson patrols the halls of Blooming Grove High School, home of the Fighting Lions. A benign figure in his blue police shirt with a tonsure of white hair and a shambling gait. After a long career as a dispatcher for the state troopers, Patterson came back to the town where he grew up.
You're kind of like a father or a grandfather figure to a lot of them because you've known them since they were, you know, in elementary and you've kind of grown up with them.
It would be easy to criticize his position as one more example of superfluous Texas peace officers until you follow him around the school. He knows the kids by name. He knows their parents. He knows what's going on in their lives. He knows why they're in trouble. Patterson walks up on a boy sitting sheepishly in the corner of the lunchroom. The policeman already knows the youth has violated the school dress code and chose detention over paddling.
You're over here because you didn't have your shirt taped in. So you have lunch detention for it one day?
It's either that or a SWAT.
Why'd you take a SWAT?
I didn't know how hard he hit.
I bet it's pretty hard. You done told your dad?
The Blooming Grove School District policeman pats the boy on the back and ambles back into the lunchroom to keep the peace.
Put your tail in.
John Burnett, NPR News.